Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
Cara Donnellan and Ebony Antonio, Fremantle superstars, talking about coming out, marriage, footy, and much more on the annual AFL Pride Game broadcast.
My name's Ebony Antonio and I play for the Fremantle Dockers.
My name's Cara Donnellan and I play for the Fremantle Dockers.
You also play for Swan Districts.
Mm. And Swan Districts, yeah.
But not right now.
No. I'm being kept on ice just to kick off pre-season. So I'm being looked after, quite well. But yeah, Ebony will hopefully get a few games in.
Yeah, for myself, I've had a bit of surgery as well, so in rehab at the moment. But hopefully, just depending on how things go, might squeeze a game in here and there, maybe for the grand final, if we make it.
Yeah. Well, how's your season going for the club?
I think we're sitting third on the ladder, which is quite good considering, obviously, the first probably, 4 to 6 games, we different team every single week with AFLW players not coming back, injuries, brand new players to the game. So it's been a real, I suppose, year for people to step up from the reserves and obviously new players to the game. And yeah, the past couple of weeks I've actually been really, really impressed with the way that we're playing as a group. And it's quite hard for us sitting on the sidelines and not being out there, being able to help our teammates, I suppose. But in the scheme of things, I think we're doing quite well. The young kids that have come up from our youth girls are really performing well, and that's, I suppose, at the end of the day what you want. The future looks bright for the club. So
have I seen you running water out there? Or
not me, I'm not allowed to run yet.
No, we're both not allowed to run, but when we are, we'll be out there.
Okay.
We've been doing the stats though.
Yeah, stats and board
up in the scorer's bench doing the time sheet and stuff. So
any aspirations to coach?
Oh, hopefully I've got still a few years left in me eventually.
About 14 or 15.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done a bit of coaching in my time. I'd love to get into it eventually, but I still want to give as much as I can as a player. And I feel like, I suppose, as I get older and the more experience I have in the game, you kind of coach when you're out there as a leader as well, in the scheme of things. So, yeah, I think later down the track, definitely, although the coach usually gets more criticising the players, so I might just stick to playing.
When did you first start playing footy, Ebony?
I played when I was a youngster, and then I think the under-12s, could no longer participate anymore, so that's when I took up basketball. But yeah, it was probably, 3 years now that I picked up football in the women's league. So yeah, I haven't been playing much footy as an adult, yeah.
What? How old are you?
26.
Okay. And when did you start? I'm going to call you Juddy.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. That's fine. Similar to Emmy, I started when I was about 8 or 9. Played junior footy for about 4 years. And then, yeah, got told I couldn't play anymore. Took up umpiring, actually, for 2 years, which sucked. But I was still involved and I was still obviously around football, which I love. But then, yeah, ended up finding out that there was girls footy and played from then on. So, a number of years I've been playing the female game.
You didn't grow up in Perth, WA?
No, grew up in Melbourne. So, was over there for 21 years and then made the move about five years ago now. Absolutely love it over in Perth. It's nice. It is a fair way away from the rest of the country. But, I love it over here, love my life and the lifestyle and the footy and all that comes with it.
Why did you move to Perth?
I got into teaching, a teaching degree up at ECU. Was only kind of going to come over here for a year. I just needed to get out of Melbourne, I sustained, I had a shoulder reconstruction just prior to moving over here. So I really just wanted to, wasn't enjoying my footy, wanted to kind of give it up for a little bit and just focus on study and I suppose a career pathway. And then when I came over here, I couldn't help myself. Came down to Swanee's training and I was, signed up and locked in again. So I suppose coming over here was a blessing in disguise for football as well. I got my passion back for the game and here I am now, 5 and a bit years later. So, yeah, it was the best decision I've ever made, moving over.
And you did a little travel the other way, didn't you? You went over to Victoria, Ebony.
Yeah, I spent 2 years in Melbourne, down in Bendigo, playing basketball there. So, yeah, I was in Melbourne while Strutty was over here.
So where did you meet?
Yeah, we met at State Football. I don't think that we even got it anymore, but a couple of years ago, State Footy, so we were at the tryouts to make the WA team to play Victoria over here at Domain Stadium, the one we won for the first time ever. Yeah.
I was going to say, now someone out of you two, someone must remember dates properly. Is that your job, Ebony?
No, that's my date.
It's yours. Okay, so give me a year. When did you meet?
We've been together for almost 3 years. So, yeah, 2015 in August we got together, so... it's flown by. It really has.
Yeah, it's gone real quick.
Yeah, it feels like yesterday. But yeah, we met down at a state state tryout, really. Ebony was new to the game, played basketball, and actually played for the opposition, well, Swan District's rivals, which we won't mention on radio, but and then made the move, obviously, the year after to Swannies.
So just to let you know, that's not censorship of such a good story, but there's a little construction going on here at the Oval. So we'll carry on anyway. It's fair to say it's been a fairly exciting period for you both and for footy since then. So in 2016, we didn't have an AFL Pride game yet. This is the third one we're celebrating this weekend. And there was no AFL Women's League. So did you know it was coming, the footy league? Were you...
No.
What were your plans back then?
No, I suppose when... I mean, I've been playing and I didn't really have a break compared to Ebony that went and played basketball, but I'll never forget, you know, it was 2020 was the year that got marked as the AFLW league and, you know, you kind of count your years when back then you're thinking, oh, am I going to still be able to play? But, yeah, obviously when Gil pushed it forward to when it all happened, it's a dream come true. It's a childhood dream of mine, playing since I was little. So you kind of just keep playing because you love it. You know, you just enjoy the roller coaster and what the game has to offer, really, and what gets thrown at you. So each day, each week, each month, each year, something new's happening and something else gets thrown up and opportunities get thrown at you. So, yeah, we're just, me and I know I can't really speak on behalf of Ebony, but we're just enjoying the ride like everyone else in the AFLW league.
Did you think you'd be playing for Freo in 2017? Were you confident you'd be playing?
Oh, not really in my wildest dreams. You know, when I gave up basketball, it was almost like a blessing in disguise. I had enough of the game. I had been playing it for so long at the elite level that you can here in Australia. So, yeah, when I kind of lost that passion and picked up the football, it was just convenient that everything was kind of taken off at the right time. So I'm glad I made the switch when I did, otherwise I probably wouldn't be in this position I am today. But, yeah, never thought that I'd be playing for the Fremantle Dockers.
Well, I'm super excited about... I was one of those kids that had to give it up at 12 too, but, you know, I played hockey and lacrosse and other things, and that's all good. So the back in the day for me is a lot further back than you. And even you thinking that 2020 you might be too old, you know, I'm hoping you're a premiership captain by 2020. But, you know, I'm allowed to be biased. Things have changed massively in the mainstream. This is the third AFL Pride game. There's now an AFL Women's Pride game, so the Bulldogs and... Carlton played this year. What does it mean to you to have LGBTI support in the game?
Being accepted in the community that in the football community, in the wider community, I suppose, it makes everything a lot easier, I suppose. You're accepted. I mean, not that we'd stop playing if we didn't have the support, but I think it's just really great that it's now being recognised and. You know, we've got the platform, I suppose, playing AFL now to to be at the forefront and to voice how we feel about, I suppose, current issues and things that we face every day, unlike people in the wider community that don't have the platform or opportunity. So it's fantastic that the AFL's jumped on board, and obviously Sydney and St Kilda in the men's game, and just like Carlton and the Bulldogs in the women's game. It's fantastic. I think more clubs should support it, and I think they all do in their small way. But yeah, it's very comforting, I think, to know that you've got the support to not only one, play the game that you love, but know that obviously no matter who you love, you're supported by everyone in Australia.
Do you feel like that, Ebony?
Yeah, I 100% agree with Cara. Yeah, I think for the AFL to really acknowledge this weekend's game for what it really is, it makes not only myself proud, but everyone else that, you know, has faced the battles of not being, I guess, accepted for who you really are. So yeah, I think it's a really great platform to, you know, be proud of who you are, and no matter what gender or sex or by what sexuality you are, you're accepted from all levels, I guess. And yeah, just to have that awareness that, you know, everyone's on an equal playing platform, and yeah, we just get treated as equals.
Well, your other things in your life, apart from captain and best and fairest, I guess, you know, yeah. You separate those two.
Yeah.
You're going to be a Sparky.
Trying to be.
And I don't really know how to summarise what you do, Jody, but there's a lot of things. Can you tell me about the V Swans?
It's at V Swans. We're the community arm of the Swan Districts Footy Club. We're based out at Bassendean Oval, Steel Blue Oval. And pretty much in a nutshell, we do a lot of incredible things. But the one thing I love is we give back to the community in our Pilbara region, mostly. We're obviously based down here in Perth as well, but the majority of the staff are up in the Pilbara. So we're in a number of towns up there, Headland, Newman, Karratha, Robin and Onslow. We run programs in the schools in there, so education-based programs, but also back into the community as well. So I suppose it's about giving opportunities for the kids and youth and adults up in those communities that don't have the same opportunities that we do down here in Perth. I've got some incredible employees and work colleagues up there that are fantastic at what they do. But again, it's all about engaging with the kids and obviously there's a massive Indigenous population up in those remote communities that we're changing lives one step at a time, hopefully, and if we can impact, you know, at least one person a year, then we've done our job. So yeah, do a bit of travel in my year outside the AFLW season, but yeah, I love what I do. I don't feel like I work a day in my life, although I do get stressed sometimes, but yeah, I just love the impact, I suppose, that we're having in the communities in WA. Yeah.
Ebony, do you work up north?
No, I don't work up north.
You're based here.
My company do go up north. But yeah, just because of my footy, I don't really opt to go up there. But maybe later on, I might opt to go up there for a bit more coin.
I still think it's great that you can talk about how life fits around your footy.
Yep.
So, I mean, you are living the dream, and we think you're amazing role models. Who were your role models when you were young kids?
Probably just my parents, to be honest. Everyone's got their sporting heroes, but I think the biggest one is probably your mum. Mum's obviously raised four kids, including myself, you know, working full-time as well, managing twin younger brothers. That's a handful itself. But yeah, I just think, yeah, everything that Mum's done, sacrifice, you know, she will sacrifice her last piece of bread to give to us. I think, yeah, she's my biggest inspiration and definitely my biggest hero.
What about you?
Yeah, very similar. I got raised by a single parent, and my mum's pretty much been my mum and my dad throughout my whole entire life. So yeah, obviously everyone's got a different upbringing and childhood, and you're very fortunate for what your parent or your parents can provide you. But I think definitely same as Ebony, the sacrifices that my mum and I suppose her parents as well made for me to travel, you know, around Australia playing footy and even rocking up to footy training three nights a week and to games and getting new football boots when I could. All the little things, I think, add up, and you really sit back now and really appreciate appreciate, and I suppose we wouldn't be where we are without those important people in our life.
They supported you as footballers, athletes, basketballers, or just one?
Yeah.
I think you'd be a pretty small point guard.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty good at time zone basketball. That's about it.
Got a horrible jump shot.
Did they support you in your coming out?
Yeah, when I told my mum, she already knew. So that was
they usually do.
Yeah. She knew. She was just waiting for me to kind of come out and tell her rather than her ask me the question. So she gave me that that space, I guess, and for myself to build up the courage and tell her. I mean, building up the courage is probably the biggest thing about coming out. But once you did, it was just like a complete weight off my shoulders. And I remember saying to her, oh, can you please tell dad, because I was so nervous about telling him. And he was actually I hadn't heard from him for a week, and I was getting really like stressed and upset about it. And I called mum, and she goes, dad just wants you to tell him, like he wanted me just to call him, and like he was upset that he thought that I couldn't speak to him. So yeah, once I had that conversation with dad, he was great as well. He was just a bit upset that I couldn't pick up the phone and tell him myself. But yeah, no, they've been great ever since. If anything, it's really brought us closer, because they accept me for who I am, and now I'm more comfortable with who I am, and I'm true to myself, and we're all on the same, you know, level where I'm at. And yeah, no, they've been great support, and all my extended family have been amazing as well.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah. Mine's probably a bit of a different story, actually. I suppose when I came out to my mum, she didn't really accepted, I suppose, in the start, and I ended up moving in with my grandparents, actually, because my grandma was, oh, I love you for who you are, don't worry about it, and that's my mum's mum. So I think mum just needed a bit of time to process it all, her eldest child, and obviously being a single parent, you know, everything runs through your head probably, but you know, it didn't take long to come around. And I knew she always loved me for who I was anyway, so that wasn't an issue. But absolutely, 1,000,000% accepts it, and did pretty much straight after, a little tanty. But yeah, loves and supports all my mates, and obviously loves Ebony to bits as well as her own daughter. So I think at the end of the day, she can see how happy I am, and doesn't change anything about me or who I am as a person. And yeah, she's fantastic now. Mummy's, yeah.
That's so good. A couple of things I want to ask you. They're really great stories. Thank you for sharing. I want to see how well you really know each other. So, who's got the most hit outs in your AFLW career?
I reckon I do, actually. I had to go up in the ruck a couple of times, and
I
make sure
I play more ruck.
Okay.
So I reckon me.
Well, unless the stats on Australian football are wrong, Ebony, you had 3 this year. And Jodie, you had 1 last year. It doesn't even rate
right.
You this year.
Yes.
And, of course, you both played 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
Who's had the most kicks?
I'm going to say me, because you handball a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, so, I'll take one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Although she does get more disposals than me, so probably.
So that's all. I just wanted to tease you that I was going to ask you half questions, but I didn't at all. The pair of you have provided 2 of my favourite moments. That goal against Carlton last year is just like my highlight. And then, of course, you obviously were running on half a leg and couldn't play the following week.
Last game.
That was unbelievable.
Mm.
Your 50-metre goal this year must be even further.
With the wind. We're getting to her about it.
I knew that.
Everyone gets into it, but I'm going to claim it.
Well, I was cheering in the stands, so it was all good.
I actually missed the goal, to be honest. I was on the bench for something, and the whole bench erupted, and I said, oh, what just happened? They said, oh, Ebony's just kicked a goal for outside 50.
That was brilliant.
I saw the replay, though.
So when's the wedding?
Yeah, we've been discussing since we've kind of got engaged. We're thinking it's obviously again got a time with footy season, so
yeah.
And obviously I've got to think about family and friends coming from over east over here, so we're thinking October next year, 2019.
Although every time we start thinking about it and start planning, the more money you realise how much is involved. So we're like, we just throw our hands up, like, oh, I've had enough, let's leave it for the night.
Well, the second question, the follow-up question is, will it be a bigger crowd than the game against the Pies at the Perth Stadium this year?
No, I wouldn't think so.
We might just have it at Optus Stadium.
We're hoping just for really close family and friends to celebrate it all.
Why are you engaged? Why do you want to get married?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a really good question. I think I really love how Australia have now obviously accepted it from a government point of view. I suppose it's taken a bloody long time. But I think to now be recognised, it is really special. For us, I think to be able to commit, in front of family and friends. I mean, we've committed to each other, you know, for the rest of the time. But I think to really cement it and have the same opportunities to do that as a man and a woman would is something that I find really special. I don't know, that's my opinion. Yeah, Ebony just wants a ring, but...
I just want a party. Yeah. No, I think it just, like Cara said, just to, have a special day like any other couple would do. So have, you know, to be accepted and actually it to be legal here now is like something that's pretty rewarding, I think. And yeah, just to symbolise our love for each other and our commitment and to share that in front of family and friends.
Who proposed?
Cara did.
And can you commit to Fremantle as well as each other? Please don't go to West Coast.
No. We
yes.
We've always said that, wherever we go, we'll be together. We'll never be able to play against each other, obviously. But I want to be a one-club player. And Ebony's been a member ever since the Dockers were around.
22 years, so there's no way I'll be crossing ship.
We love the club. And we're obviously part of the inaugural team as well. And I feel like we do owe something back to Fremantle in drafting us and giving us our childhood dream of playing AFL footy. So, we've had a bumpy couple of years, but we're in it for the long haul, good, bad and otherwise. And I'm really excited for this next chapter in 2019 to see what we can do. New coach, new structures, a bunch of new players that will come on board. And I really can't wait to get started again. It's over before you know it, so you kind of just gotta grab it with both hands and make the most of your opportunities. So we'll definitely be doing that, and we're purple all the way.
Yes. Can you give us a quick word on Trent Cooper?
Yeah, I've had a little bit to do with him in terms of Swan District side of things. So myself and Ebony did a couple of pre-season sessions with him over the years when he was coaching the Colts down here. Fantastic bloke, really passionate about his footy, and he's been involved with the women's game at a state level for the last couple of years. So I'm really excited to see how he's developed and grown since obviously training underneath him. I'll catch up with him next week, hopefully for a coffee and start planning where we go. But I'm excited to see what he brings to the footy club, a breath of fresh air really, and I think all the girls will really respond to him.
You've both played All-Stars games. Have you played in a Pride game of any sort? Has there been a basketball game? Because it's really a fairly recent phenomenon.
Yeah, no, I've never been involved in a Pride game. I would love to see a Pride game throughout the whole season next year, so not just the
Pride
Western
round,
Bulldogs, yeah. Pride round, not just the Bulldogs and Carlton having the opportunity to wear the colours. I'd love for everyone to jump on board. That would be pretty phenomenal. That'd be something that I'd probably ask the question to Freo why we couldn't do it. I'd like to be involved in one. I think it'd be a great opportunity, whether that's later on this year, next year, I'm not too sure, but I'd love to be a part of it.
It's changed a bit since you first started playing sport, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Massively, yeah.
Hugely.
So a huge game, Sydney and St Kilda on Saturday night for the third AFL Pride game. Still no AFL footballer, current footballer to come out. Can you see that happening anytime soon? What's the challenge for the men? Why is it more difficult?
I just think it's a different environment. Blokes will be blokes, and there's such a massive stereotype around AFL, football players as men. I think obviously the stereotype's completely different in the women's game, but I think it's a real positive to have this new AFLW competition come in. We feel comfortable about talking about sexuality, and I feel really comfortable, and again we've got the platform to do it. It is quite sad. I can't see any AFL men player coming out, whether or not they don't feel safe enough or feel comfortable to do it. I hope there is, and I hope I'm around to see the day, because I think it would be fantastic for the sport. But yeah, maybe there needs to be a bit more support pushed behind that in making players feel more comfortable about talking about these things.
I read a quote during the week that said the cost of staying silent is so much greater than the cost of speaking out.
Mm.
And I thought we just got to keep sharing this message and showing that we're regular people, mm-hmm. who love footy, and times will change.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We've all got a common interest in football, no matter who you are, or who you love, or anything like that. And I think you just got to be who you are. Life's too short to hide behind anything. I mean, we're lucky we've got the support around us. Some people don't have that support. So I feel very lucky that we do, and we feel comfortable enough to be ourselves around anyone and everyone. So, yeah, I just, shout out. Just be who you are, because life's too short, and the community is becoming more accepting. That's the greatest thing about society, I think.
Just want to add, great people, awesome bloody footballers. Thanks so much.
No worries.